Okay, Nun Amid Aleph 58:5, 9 lines from the end of the page Nun. Okay, the Mishnah says the following. A man does kedusha with a woman, that she has no vows. Years ago, women used to make vows. They won't eat, they won't do this, they won't do that. And a lot of times in a marriage, that's no good. A guy doesn't want a wife that has vows. But he makes a condition with her. Listen, you're becoming my wife, and the condition there's no vows. And it comes out, she does have vows. So the dinner is Einam Kodeshes. The Kedushin is totally not valid, because again, it was under condition. The condition wasn't met. That's it. But what consists Tam? What happens if he just married her without any stipulations? No conditions. He just did Kedushin with her, Hariyatma Kodeshes, and finished. Then, Vinim Tzolel Nedorim. Then he found out later that she had vows. But he never made a condition like that. Of vows. She said she's not going to eat, she's not going to drinking wine, she won't wear nice clothing, whatever. So what happened? So if he makes that as the condition's not met, no good. But if he never made a condition, and then he finds out she has a bunch of vows. So the dinner's like this. Teitze shalei b'ksuva. She has to get a divorce because she's married, because there were no conditions. But she doesn't get a ksuba. Why doesn't she get a ksuba? The ktuba.
She's already a ketuba.
Huh?
She's married. She's already a ketuba.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to pay it. Normally, when you divorce your wife, you have to pay the ktuba. In this case, he wouldn't have to pay it. Why? Because, like Rashi says, you can assume that he wouldn't want such a wife. Can assume. And the ketubah is financial. So she wants the money, and he says, listen, I never wanted to marry you like this. So therefore you don't get the ketubah.
How long after the marriage?
What?
How long after?
Right afterwards.
And months passed.
As long as he complained right away.
How far did we go back, Jabba? Noon?
Noon at the bottom. Why? What do you have where we are to?
I was here.
What page
do you have?
50B1.
Okay, so we're almost there.
50B1?
Oh, so you're one page, we're doing one page before, right?
Yes.
50B1. I must have missed like 2 weeks.
Okay. Next part of the Mishnah. A guy makes a condition with her, and the condition, you have no blemishes. Nothing bad. No defects. Vinimta b'mum, and he finds out that she has defects. Her nose is crooked, her eyes are not straight, whatever it may be. Ain't a mukadeshes. It's not mukadeshes. Because again, the condition wasn't met. Constance time, what happens if he married her without any stipulations? Vinimta b'mum, and then he realized that she has all these blemishes. Again, the divorce he has to give her, but she doesn't get paid the ksuba because normally a guy doesn't want such a wife that has blemishes. And now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, what is considered a blemish for a woman? It says, any blemish that disqualifies a Kohen from working in the Beit HaMikdash, that is called a blemish if the woman has it. And there's like 50, here he just gives missing eyebrows, misshapen head, eyes that are not even, whatever. These are blemishes for a kohen, it's a blemish for a woman.
Connecting eyebrows too.
Okay, now the Gemara says like this, Utanana bigabik subis ki aigavna. The same Mishnah we have in the Gemara Ksubas. The same exact Mishnah. Okay? So the Gemara says, so, Hacha Kedushin is Tzrich Le'ayin. Here it comes to tell us the laws of Kedushin, that if condition's not met, it's not a valid Kedushin. If there were no conditions, the Kedushin is valid. So therefore, Tana Ksuba is Ata Kedusha. Our Mishnah is talking about marriage. So in passing, it mentions about the Ksuba, whether she gets it or not. Hossam in the Mishnah over there in Ksubis. Ksubis, it's Rechale. They need it for the sake of Ksubis. So Tana Kedusha, Ata Ksubis. So in passing, it mentions the din of Kedusha. In other words, the same Mishnah is in two places. Here where it talks about Kedusha, and where it talks about Ksuba. So there the primary thing is Ksuba, so it mentions Kedusha already. Here it's Kedusha, it mentions Ksuba in passing. Okay. This Mishnah for sure we did not learn. I mean, coming up, which is really where...
Remember the 58 too?
No.
That's what I mean. I mean, I was there that last week.
I know.
I mean, I learned from that on.
Whatever. Okay, now the Mishnah says like this. Hamekadish shtei noshim b'shava pruta. Now we learned already at the beginning of the Masechta, when you do kedushin, it has to be at least a pruta, right? The lowest currency of money, a penny. What happens? A guy, what he does was he comes to two women with something of that's only worth a pruta, and he says to them, "Both of you are mekudeshes to me." That means basically he's doing each woman with a half a pruta, which is normally not good because each woman needs a pruta.
But they can marry two women, right?
Yeah, this is the Gemara. They can marry two women
at the same time, too.
Yeah,
good to know.
It's like money.
Or isha achas bechpochas mishava pruta. Or in other cases. He comes over to a woman with a half a cent, okay, and he says, "I am mekudeshesli with this." So the din is alpha bisha shalach sivlei nesachem mikan, even though he sent gifts to the kala. Afterwards, the din is ain mekudeshes. It's not a good kedusha. That means like this. What's the story? A guy comes over. Let's say this, a cup of soda. Let's say is a penny, okay, minimal amount. He comes over to two women. Hands them both, in front of witnesses, gives them a cup of soda, and says, "Both of you are mekudeshes to me." Now basically each one's only getting a half a pruta, so it's not good. Or he comes over to a woman with a half a cup of soda, she's only half a pruta, and he says, "I am mekudeshesli." Okay? So that's a given, it's not a good kedusha. But the Mishnah is adding over here the dinner like this, even though that afterwards he sent her a big present, it's still not good. Why isn't it good? So the Mishnah says, "Shemachmes kedushin harishenim shalach," because he sent it as a gift for the first kedushin. He didn't send the gift as kedushin. He sent the gift in addition to the kedushin that he did then, and because the kedushin was not valid, so the gifts are worthless. They don't make the kedushin. Okay? In other words, he sent it because of the first kedushin. In other words, the Rashi explains, he didn't send it because, "Oh, I just realized the first kedushin is no good. I better send something that's worth something." No. He still maintains the first kedushin was good. And because the woman is mekudeshes to him, he's giving her a gift. But the gift is not kedushin. And the first kedushin he did was no good. So it's not a good kedushin. And then the Mishnah adds the last three words. V'chein katan shekiddush. The same thing like this. A katan, a kid under bar mitzvah, cannot do kedushin. Excuse me. A boy under bar mitzvah cannot do kedushin. We learned in the whole Masechta, a girl under bas mitzvah, the father could accept kedushin for her. But a boy, until bar mitzvah, cannot do any kedushin. A 10-year-old kid comes over to... excuse me. Comes over to a woman and says, "Hare am mekudeshesli." Gives her a ring in front of, you know, two witnesses. It's worthless.
But the parents can agree that?
No. The father, only the father, by the way, not the mother. Only the father could do it for a girl under bas mitzvah. A father cannot do it for the boy. In other words, if the boy says to his father, "Do me a favor, do kedushin for that woman for me," it's worthless. A boy under bar mitzvah cannot do kedushin. Now, What happens, the Mishnah says, the kid was a month before Bar Mitzvah. He does Kedusha with a woman. Then after his Bar Mitzvah, he sends her a big present. So the question now is that Kedusha now? So the answer is no. The gift was not sent for Kedushin. The gift was sent because of the Kedushin he did. The first Kedushin is no good. The gift is also no good. She can keep the gift, by the way. But there's no Kedushin. It's not a valid Kedushin.
Why we sell the gift if he just can do a Kedushin? Why he should...
She's out of town. She's not around. She changed her mind.
Because he has to do a person?
Yeah, yeah. Or a shliach. But over there, the bottom line is until he does it. Obviously, if he did it again, if a man gave a woman a half a cup of soda, okay, and then he said, you know, it's no good. And later he went and gave her a full cup of soda. And he does the Kedushin, it's good. Right? Or if a guy does Kedushin in front of non-kosher witnesses, relatives, you know, whatever, it's not good. But if he does it again, it's good. Okay, but here the Mishnah says two cases. One is a kid who does Kedushin, which is not good. Then later he sends gifts, it's no good. Or a guy was Mekadesh two women with one Peruta. Or a woman with a half a Peruta. And then later, even though he sends gifts, it's not a good Kedushin. So Gemara says, page Nun Amid Bet, page 100, on top. Utsricha, we need both cases in the Mishnah. The Iyashmin Shava Pruta, if the Mishnah would say, the first case. Okay, there's three cases in the Mishnah. One is a guy comes to two women with one Pruta. Second case, he comes to a woman with a half a Pruta. And then the kid that does the Kedushin. So he says like this. If the first case would only be that case of Shava Pruta, I would think, I did the Kanafik Mamena Mine, that because the husband thinks like this, I spent a Pruta. Granted, it's two women, but he says, listen, I spent the pruta. So I'm going to make a mistake to think the Kedushin is good. But the second case, when he does a Kedushin with a woman less than a pruta, I would say, the guy knows it's not a valid Kedushin. Therefore, when he sends gifts, maybe sending it as Kedushin. What did the whole Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, because the guy, when he sends the gift later to the girl, he's doing it as a follow-up of the good Kedushin. He's not doing it as Kedushin. He said, okay, I did Kedushin, now I'm giving her a gift. But if the Kedushin is not good, then the gift doesn't make the Kedushin. So the Mishnah says, I would think, you know, when the guy makes a mistake, when he spends a peruta for two women, he thinks, okay, I spent a peruta, maybe the Kedushin is good. But maybe if he only spends a half a peruta on a woman, the woman, he himself knows it's no good. And maybe he's sending the gifts for the sake of Kedushin. So Mesha says, no, it's still no good. And then he says like this, V'iyashminan intact, if it said the first two cases of the Mishnah, I would think like this. Mishum the bain, peruta lepachet mishava peruta. Less than a shava peruta, lekimnu leinish. A person knows Kedushin is not valid. Avol katan shekidish. Because maybe the guy thinks it, I'm sorry, maybe the guy thinks it's a good Kedushin. But katan shekidish, when it comes to a kid, hakol yeidin, everybody knows. Shein Kedushin katan klum. Everybody knows a kid can't do Kedushin. So therefore, I would think now when he sends the gifts, the kid, when he became Bar Mitzvah, maybe he's sending the gifts for Kedushin. So the Mishnah says, no, Kamash Malan, under any circumstance, it's no good. Okay? Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara starts a new thing. Let me just explain. Okay, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara Lepearl. Okay, the next piece of Gemara is like this. Sivlainus actually means gifts, bridal gifts. In the olden times, it was like an obligation to send gifts to the kala when you get married. So the case is like this. Normally, what do? they did kedushin, right? And then they sent gifts to the girl to get married. Because remember, like not like today where we do everything together under the chuppah. In the olden times, we learned they did kedushin, and 12 months later they got married. That's what they used to give a girl 12 months to get herself ready for the wedding. They didn't have caterers, they didn't have seamstresses, you know, the brides, gowns, and all that. It took a long time to get ready for a wedding. Okay. So now, like this, what happens? This is where Rashi learns the Gemara. A man and a woman are speaking. Let's get married. They didn't do kedushin yet, but they said, you know, let's get married. And now the husband sends her her gift. He sends her a gift in front of two witnesses, but he never said the word kedushin. They spoke about getting married. No, the boy and girl said, okay, they made up, we're going to get married. Okay? But there was no kedushin. Then he sends her gifts in front of witnesses. Now the question is that kedushin or not?
When you plan to get married, also two witnesses?
No.
But if he's two witnesses, can he do it?
He has to give her something, do kedushin. Here he never did kedushin. So Ravuna says like this. Itma we learned. Ravuna Omar Khaishishin Lisiblainus. When a man sends gifts to the woman after he agreed to marry her, he says Khaishishin Lisiblainus. We're afraid that this would be kedushin. That means the woman would need a get. Lachain Omar Rabba, same thing Rabba said. Chayshishin l'sivleinus. We're afraid that when the guy sent the gift, obviously has to be in front of two witnesses, because if not, it's for sure not a kedushin. Kedushin needs two witnesses. But the problem over here is he didn't say for kedushin. He's just sending her a gift, and two people watch, right? So both opinions say, Rabba and Rav Huna say there's a problem here with kedushin. Okay. Amr of Rabbis, Rabbis now asks the question on himself. He says, "Afal pisha shalach sivleinus lachre mikan." Okay, what did it say in our Mishnah? That if a man did kedushin that wasn't valid, even though he sent gifts later, it's still not a good kedushin. Right? So Rabbis asking on himself, 1 minute, if we say gifts are afraid of kedushin, so why in this case wouldn't the gifts make it a kedushin? Rabbi and Avuna say that if a guy doesn't do kedushin and he sends his bride a gift, we're afraid maybe it's kedushin. So why does our Mishnah say it's not a good kedushin?
He didn't make his statement.
Huh?
Because he didn't make his statement.
What statement?
No, this is the kedushin.
No, Rabbi and Avuna's din also he didn't say it's kedushin. There's a din. We didn't learn it yet. There's a din. If a man and a woman are talking about kedushin, yeah, they're talking about let's get married, and the guy gives her something in front of two witnesses. He doesn't say a word, but they're talking about marriage. Okay, they're talking about getting married, and in front of two witnesses, he pulls out a cup, whatever, something with a pruta. Gives it to her, and she accepts it. The Gemara says that's a good kedushin.
Wow.
Because they were just talking about kedushin. And the witnesses heard it talking about getting married. So even though he didn't say, it's understood that that's what he meant. What's he giving her now? That's what he's saying.
So at the end, they don't need to get up. She has to get a get.
She needs a get.
And then she's put
it. Yep. So Rab asked the question himself. Our Mishnah says a din that if the invalid kedushin, even though you send presents later, is not a good kedushin. Why not? We just got through saying we're afraid if the gift maybe it is good kedushin.
What about the engagement now? So if you do an engagement with somebody,
engagement is not kedushin.
Why? You give a gift or you give a promise to.
But it's not that you don't say it that mekudeshesly. If somebody gets engaged and breaks off the engagement, you don't need a get. But if they did Kedushin, like in the time of the Gemara, they gave 12 months.
As you say, that doesn't need to say. We get them gift on you say.
Yeah, but it's not as marriage. They know they're giving it as gifts. In fact, the Rebbe, and this is our custom now, this is many years ago already, in Chabad, when a boy and girl get engaged, they don't give the diamond ring until after the chuppah and the yichud room.
Wow.
Why? Because of this Gemara. The Rebbe said, you know, a guy gives a ring in people's mind is presents. I can give anybody a present. But a ring is in people's minds. This is a concept of, I mean, all the frumah you can do it. I'm not saying it's, you know. But the Rebbe really didn't want that they should give an engagement ring. So what they do is they get it. After the chuppah, they go into the yichud room. That's where the chassan gives the kallah the ring. The diamond.
What do you mean by they get it? They get it in engagement.
Yeah, she has to size it, you know. But he doesn't give it to her. Until after the chasana.
Oh wow!
So for this Gemara, anybody will get on get and give a ring. It's not.
Lapel today is not. It's not looked upon as kedusha.
Why make a decision like that?
Huh?
What made him make a decision like that?
I didn't ask him. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Abaya." So Abaya said to him, "No, from the Mishnah is not a question." Because our Mishnah says the reason why it's no good. Because our Mishnah says Shemachmas Kedushin and Yishenim Shalach. The guy over here in our Mishnah sent the gifts because he thought the first Kedushin was good. Right? He thought the first Kedushin of the half of Pruta was good. So the bottom line is he never sent them for Kedushin. So of course it's no good. But in normal case, when a guy sends it, then there was no Kedushin before, maybe this would be a case of Kedushin. Maybe it would be a case of Kedushin. Okay. Or Ikadami, other people say the opposite. The Amr Rabbi said, Mino Amin Allah. How do I know my din that we're afraid of gifts that it should be a good Kedushin? He brings a proof in the Mishnah. Because it says in our Mishnah, Shemachmas Kedushin Yishenim Shalach, he sent it because of the first Kedushin. Meaning that's why Huda Toy, that's why he's making a mistake. Haba Alma, but in other circumstances, Mavi Kedusha, maybe gift would be a Kedusha. In other words, here our Mishnah says it's no good because he thought the first Kedusha was good and sent it only as an addition to the Kedusha. But maybe if he sends it only for Kedusha, maybe it would be good. Babaya, sir, and Abaya, this is just the second version of the Gemara, just in reverse. Laimi, bar comrade, the Mishnah, no, you don't have a proof from the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah says, "Loimi bal ba'alma d'lo nochas teres kedushin klal." Not only in a place where there's no kedushin before. For sure, it's not sent for kedushin. Alafilo eicha d'nochas teres kedushin. Even in a place where he did send it for kedushin, because he did the kedushin before, but it wasn't valid because it was less than a pruta. Ema have a kedushin. I would think it would be a good kedushin. So the Gemara says, it's not. The bottom line is, both Rabba and Rav Huna hold that chayshinim l'sivleinus. Okay? That we're afraid of sivleinus. But the Gemara is going to ask now, what's the halacha? The Gemara says like this, my havaloh, what's the bottom line? If a guy sends gifts to his kala without kedushin, are we afraid of kedushin or not? Kirab and Rav Huna both said, yes, we are afraid of kedushin. So then what did they say? Amar Rabbi says, it depends what the custom of the place is. Very simple. Ba'asra de mekachiv al de misabler, in a place where normally kedushin is done first, then you give the gifts, chayshinen, we're afraid, okay, that he wanted to do it for kedushin, but mesavle v'hodem mekache. What happens if you live in a place where you give gifts and then you do the kedushin? Leichashinon, then we're not afraid of the kedushin, and that's b'chal what goes on today. What do people do today? First they send each other gifts, and then they do the Kedushin. So because the custom, Rav Papa says, is that you send gifts, and then you do the Kedushin, so we're not afraid, because this is the custom. You send gifts and there's no Kedushin. But in a place where the custom is first you do Kedushin, and without Kedushin you don't send gifts, and this guy is sending the gifts, then we're afraid maybe he meant it for Kedushin. Because maybe that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to do Kedushin with the woman.
So it is or is it not Kedushin?
The Gemara says it depends what the custom is.
But if the custom is...
If the custom is okay, that first you give gifts, yes, then you do Kedushin, it's not good. Sure. If the custom is you give Kedushin and then you send gifts,
yeah,
then we are afraid. Then it is a valid Kedushin.
So it's a valid Kedushin?
Yeah, then she would need a get. Yeah. I mean, if they want to break up, she would need to get it. Okay, then the Gemara says like this, Mekajiv ahodim misablam, if the custom is that first they do Kedushin, then they send gifts, right? So obviously, if the guy's sending gifts, of course he meant it for Kedushin. Why else would he send gifts if he didn't do Kedushin? Or he didn't mean Kedushin? So it says like this, so Yitzchak is speaking, Duruba Mekajiv ahodim misablam. Most people do Kedushin, then gift. Some of people give gifts and then do Kedushin. So the question, what is this guy? Is he the majority or the minority? Is he part of the majority that does Kedushin first and then send gifts? Then it would be a good Kedushin. Or maybe he's from the minority that gives gifts and then does Kedushin. So it says, Kamash Malona, Papa says you go by the majority. If the majority does Kedushin, then sends gifts, and this guy didn't do Kedushin and send gifts, we're afraid of Kedushin because then he meant it for Kedushin. Otherwise, he wouldn't send a gift.
Doesn't the alien have to be there when she accepted the gift?
Huh? He did it with Adam. Rashi says he did it with Adam.
In other words, it's not a question. That is not bad.
Well, she came out of
time. If
we get married,
a lot of Israelis do this today to get papers.
Yeah.
So if you marry a girl that lives in America, you can get
okay.
So a lot of these guys, a lot of Israelis do it. By the way, not the from ones. They're not from one. They do it. They get a civil marriage. They don't even live with the girl. Nothing. They don't. They after the court, he pays her some money to do it, and then they leave. Yeah. So that's not a marriage, because it's nothing. If they're living together, then it becomes a bigger question, because.
But what if this Israeli marries a Jewish girl? Yes, you get right.
And I'm saying not necessarily. If an Israeli guy did it with a Jewish girl. They're not living together, they just went to court to get the documents, and then they say goodbye and that's it. So they wouldn't need a get.
And what about the Israeli girl who becomes religious, but she can't marry a Kohen, right?
No, if they don't, she doesn't need a get, then they don't need it, it's not a problem. Okay, now next Gemara. Boy minei Ravach bar Ravuna mirav. Ravach bar Ravuna asked the following question from Rav. Hochzik shtar ksuba b'shuk. Here's a very interesting question. You find a ksuba in the street. Okay, what does it say in the ksuba? That Reuven, is getting married to Rachel, and he has to pay the amount, the ksuba, the 200, the whole ksuba. Does that automatically mean that she's an Eishes Ish or not? You find a ksuba in the street that Reuven and Rachel are going to get married. Yeah? We don't know if there was Kedushin. We don't know. Halachically, does Beis Din assume that Rachel is married or not?
That's a good question.
So that's the question that he's asking. Hochzik shtak sub v'shuk. Okay? Do we assume that the lady and the man got married, so she's an Eishes Ish, or not? Amaleis, he said to him, 1 minute. Because it's a ksuba document. We're going to say she's married. I mean, a ksuba is a financial document. Just because you know, could be he wrote it before, maybe, who knows what. Just because there's a name, Reuven and Leah, Rachel and Exuba, you're going to say they're married. 100% not. So the Gemara says like this, my havala, what's the halacha? Yes or no, what's the halacha? Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said like this. It depends the custom of the land. If they live in a place where the custom is, first you do Kedushin, then you write the Ksuba. So now, the Gemara says Cheshinan. Now we're afraid they're married. Because otherwise he wouldn't write a Ksuba. The fact that they wrote a Ksuba, it means that they did Kedushin. What happens? What happens if they live in a city where normally first they write the Ksuba and then they do the marriage? Then the Gemara says, Lechashina. Then we're not afraid. Because maybe they wrote the Ksuba and they changed their mind. Right? You got. But if you write the Ksuba, if you do Kedushin first and then you write the Ksuba, then for sure they're married. Because why is there a Ksuba? Because there was Kedushin. Because you don't write a Ksuba unless if the Kedushin was first. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, that's a given. So Gemara says like this. It's speaking in a city, safra, where the scribes to write these documents were not available. I mean, they didn't have a sefer, not only here, it doesn't mean a sefer Torah guy. Years ago, to write documents, they had to, first of all, most people were illiterate. They didn't know how to read and write. He used to have a sefer, the poshut, he made a living writing loan documents, ksuba documents, kedusha, whatever it was. So speaking like this, there was a city that didn't have a sefer. So I would think maybe a sefer came to the city. So the guy said, hey, you're here already. You know, I'm planning to marry this girl. I didn't do kedusha yet, but I'm planning to marry her. Maybe you write me a ksuba. And the guy wrote the ksuba. So then maybe the kedusha didn't happen. Right? Maybe the Kedushin didn't happen. So the Chiddush Kamash Malon, Ravashi says, no, we don't think like that. If it's a place where the Kedushin was done first, and then the Ksuba is written, and you find the Ksuba, that means there was Kedushin. Then the woman is married.
What does it make a difference in Bedin? What case would that matter?
Would Bedin consider an Eishes Ish or not?
But this is not for sure.
The Gemara said,
no?
Yeah, but would Bezdin make the woman get a get if she wants to marry? Leicha Shinan means there's no Kedushin at all. So if the woman wants to get married, she can go without a get. She can get married without a get. If you say Hashin, we're afraid maybe the Kedushin is valid, then if the lady comes to Bezdin and says, can I marry? Then Bezdin would say, I'm sorry, you have to get a get first. Because it's efficacious ish. I mean, maybe you're married. But that you can't do.
So you mean the ketubah was the proof of marriage?
No. But if a ketubah was never written until the kedushin was done, then the Gemara said, then a ketubah would be a proof of kedushin. Because why else would they write a ketubah if there was no kedushin? So the Gemara says, well, I would think maybe there was no sefer, so they... So Gemara said, we're not afraid of that. But if the place is first Kedushin, then a Ksuba, and you find a Ksuba, that means that the woman had Kedushin first. If not, they wouldn't write the Ksuba. Why?
If you find the Ketuba in the Shuk,
yeah.
And what are you going to do with the Ketuba? Take it to the bedroom?
Yeah.
And?
So now Bezdin has a question. Is that woman married to this guy or not?
Well, they ask her.
I mean, you could say crazy case. She's not around and she got married and this and she had a kid. It's the kid of mom's. Whatever the story is. So the question is, is she considered married or not?
You have to find these people first, don't you think?
Yeah, but if that he can't find them.
Is she believed?
Huh?
Is she believed?
Is a woman believed to say she has Kedusha with the guy? Yeah. I mean, a guy comes to shul, a couple, moves into the neighborhood, yeah? Mr. and Mrs. Halachically, do you assume they're husband and wife? Yes. I mean, do you say, excuse me, I need to see your wedding pictures, the video, you know? Obviously, we don't do that. Okay? Halachically, there's a whole Mishnah in other places, in Ksubis and other places. If a couple comes to a city with a baby, there's an assumption it's their child. Maybe they found a kid in the street somewhere. Normally, a couple comes with a kid. It's their, halachically, there's a chazoka. There's an established pattern that this is their kid, and they're a married couple. They give an example. No, halachic, this is what the Gemara talks about in Ksubis. A couple comes to a city, okay, as husband and wife. Nobody saw the wedding, nobody knows anything, yeah? Later, Beis Din finds out the woman committed adultery. So what's Beis Din going to do in the time of the Beis Hamikdash? They'll stone her. They'll kill her for committing adultery. So the question is, one minute, does Beis Din know she was married? Maybe they were never married. Maybe she's not an Eish HaSish. So the Gemara says, if there's a chazaka that they're living as husband and wife, right, then halacha says they're married. You didn't see the wedding, we don't even know where the witnesses are. Bezin says there's a chazaka that they're married. And the Gemara says, he gives skila and a chazaka. If there's a chazaka that they're married, then you give skila. In fact, in the Gemara, in Babasar, in many places, see, nowadays it's a different world. But you know, guys used to live in different cities. I mean, guys used to travel for business overseas, yeah? And over those days, you're allowed to have many wives. In the time of the Gemara, there was a guy that had a wife in his city where he was. He had another wife in another city that didn't even necessarily know of each other. Right? He married another woman. Third city, he married let's say he had three wives. Yeah? This is the Gemara. Barbasa talks to him. Gemara after Gemara, pages after pages. So what happens? Now the guy dies. Okay? The guy lives in LA. He has a wife in New York. He has a wife in Israel. Whatever. Nobody knows of each other, yeah? All of a sudden, the guy dies. Comes a bunch of kids. We're his son. From the wife in New York and in Israel. We want in a Yerusha, the inheritance. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what they're saying. Like the English expression where there's a will, there's a relative. Right? So now they come. So now the shayla is, who's the kid, who's not the kid? You know. There's a big, it could be shaylas of monetary things. Who's the burden of proof on? Let's say here we know for sure there's a kid. We know there's a kid here for sure. Now a kid comes from New York and says, hey, he's my father too. A kid comes in Israel, hey, he's my father too. Okay? Whom is the burden of proof?
Well,
here, Beis Din knows this guy's the kid.
Well, they have DNA.
Okay, DNA is not halachically valid. But
not halachically valid?
No. Not necessarily. Instead, so it could be a lot of issues.
Is that
by the way, it could be another shaila. What happened to the guy? One second, had a wife in a different city, and he never had children with her.
Yeah.
Okay, now the husband died. That lady need yibum? Does she need chalitza? Either kids, either not kids, what's the story? We don't know. So it's a whole controversy in the Gemara to know what's the story. Is the kid, not kid, you know, what the story is. Okay. Next Mishnah. Now, there's a din in the Torah like this. A man cannot marry a woman and a daughter, obviously. A man cannot marry two sisters, as long as one sister's alive. Okay? So let's say Yaakov marries Rachel, he's not allowed to marry Leah. If Rachel dies, the Torah says he can marry Leah. Even if he divorced Rachel, He cannot marry Leah because they're sisters. Now what happens? A guy comes over to a woman and a daughter together, or two sisters together, and he gives her a bottle of water that's worth 2 prutas, and he says, you guys are mukadeshes to me.
To both of them?
At the same time. Now, if he did one first, then the other, there's no question. The first kedushin is valid, the second one's not valid. Right? If a guy comes over to a woman, yeah, does kedushin with her, and 10 minutes later goes to the woman's daughter, and says, "Riyat mukadeshesli." It's not valid. But the first one is valid. Right? Or the same thing goes to a woman, does kedusha with her, and 10 minutes later goes to the woman's sister. Here the problem is, he did it simultaneously. Both at the same time. So the Mishnah says like this, a mekadi she shall beat of a man, mekadi she a woman and her daughter. Or, isha v'achese ka'achas. Or a man and a woman and his sister at the same time, ain't a mekudoshes. Neither of them have kedusha. Because simultaneously, they both cannot have kedusha. And the Gemara says, interesting story. The Mishnah says there was a story with 5 women. Ubehem shtei achis. 2 of the 5 were sisters. Okay? So there were 5 women, 2 of them were sisters. And the guy gathered a basket of figs. Vishalahen haisa. The figs belonged to the woman. Vishal shviyas haisa, but it was Shemitah. When according to Allah, everything is free for all. V'am, and he said, Harei kulcha mekudesh lizi b'kalkalazu. All 5 of you are mekudeshes to me with this basket. And 1 of the 5 accepted it for all the women. Now, like this. A man has to give a woman something. Okay? If this Gemara belongs to the woman, and I give her the Gemara, it's not a valid kedusha, obviously. But the fruits were from Shemitah. Shemitah, the din is, fruits are ownerless. So it's not the woman's. So it's Hefka. So he picked it up. It's his. Now he goes with the picture to the picture. 5 women, 2 of them are sisters. Okay? And he picks up the basket. And 1 of them accepts for all 5. She's the shliach for all 5. And he says to them, all of you are mekudeshes to me.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
The Gemara said, this is a story that happened. Right. So the Mishnah says, what happened? The Shaila came to the Chachamim, and they said, Ein achias mekudeshes. The 2 sisters are not mekudeshes, but the other 3 are.
3 wives. Wow.
Well, you almost had 5.
What happened to the 2?
They're sisters.
1 is sister.
5 women.
Oh, I got it.
2 of them are sisters. Okay?
That doesn't make the whole thing that good.
No, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah saying that even though the 2 sisters are not a valid kedushin because you can't marry 2 sisters at the same time, right, or mother and a daughter, but the other 3 are good.
With Adim, if 1 is bad, the whole thing is bad. Right?
Yeah, but not by this. You have a simple din. There's 5 women standing there. 1's married. Yeah? And the guy says, okay, all 5 of you mukadeshes to me. So everybody's mekadeshes except the married woman. You can't marry you can't do kedusha with a married woman. Here, the chiddush of the Mishnah is a woman and a daughter, 2 sisters. If you do it together, it's not a good kedusha.
So what's the maximum number? Can you walk into a room of 100 women?
As long as you're able to support all of them, yeah. The only one, and before Rabbeinu Gershom, with the 2 wives story, the only one in halacha who is limited in amount of wives.
King.
A king, 18. David HaMelech had 6 wives. The Gemara learns it up, by the way, from David HaMelech. David HaMelech had 6 wives. And Nosson HaNavi said to him, if this is not enough for you, I could triple it.
Withholding?
Huh?
Withholding this?
Not
HaNavi. Okay. So, From there, the Gemara, why do you say triple it? He didn't say 10 times it. From there, the Gemara learns that a king, the Torah said, lo yarba lo noshim, cannot have a lot of wives. The Gemara says, up to 18. Where do we learn it out from? From David HaMelech, he had 6 wives, and also said, if you don't want, I could triple it. But any other Jew, the Gemara says, as long as they're able to support them, can have 1,000 wives. Thanks to Rabbeinu Gershom, cut it. No, maybe. It's a real...
But he has two sisters, because the punishment is Chayav Mitah.
Right.
We're backsliding on that.
Right.
Otherwise, if it was like Kohen or something, then the condition was okay.
Mm-hmm. You're right. If a guy comes over to, if a Kohen comes over to 5 women, it says, here's something big, you know, worth it, and he says, all 5 of you are Mekadeshes to me, and one of them is a divorcee, she would also need a get.
The divorcee needs a get too?
Yeah, because a Kohen cannot marry a divorcee, but if he gives a Kedushin, it's married and she needs a get. They're not allowed to stay living.
From who?
From the husband, from the Kohen. If a Kohen marries a Gerusha.
She's married already.
No, but she's divorced.
Okay.
A Kohen marries her. She's not allowed to because she's divorced. But the din is, she needs a get.
Only from a Gerusha.
Yeah. Okay,